Hey, good morning, NLI Nation. Hopefully everyone's staying safe out there. Today with us is assistant coach Greg Mamula from the FAU Owls, a Division I school in Boca Raton, Florida, and a member of Conference USA. Greg, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How you doing, Chris?
Doing great. Hanging in there. How about you? You staying safe?
Staying safe, yeah. Trying to make the best of the quarantine.
Yes, sir. Well, the first subject I want to bring up real briefly is, you know, obviously we're all hunkered down right now, and that's affecting everyone. How has the coronavirus pandemic affected the way that you are currently recruiting compared to how you normally recruit?
Major overhaul, obviously, Chris, for all of us. You know, we're not allowed to be out recruiting, and it's not like if we were able to be out recruiting that we'd be able to go watch baseball games, because there's obviously no baseball games being played right now. So instead, it's become a lot of watching videos, a lot of organizing names, just having everything ready for whenever baseball games are played, that we're ready to go out and make sure we're watching the right guys at hopefully the right tournaments. So it's just, you know, it's slowed down like everything, but try to be more organized heading into the summer. Whereas typically this time of the year, you know, we're in full scramble mode because we're playing 4 or 5 days a week. We're doing scouting reports. We're watching video. We're practicing. We're shooting out to watch local high school games. And quite frankly, we're not very organized this time of the year, you know, so hopefully we're all a little bit more organized.
Absolutely. I bet your eyes are popping out of your head from watching so many videos.
Yeah. And it's been kind of, comical is the best word, I guess. A lot of this stuff the kids have been sending that they're doing during the quarantine, all the, you know, a lot of videos of prison workouts and hitting in garages and throwing in backyards. There's been a lot of comical stuff that's come across my computer.
Absolutely. Hey, I got a 2031 for you when you're ready for that class, a righty-righty that's hitting bombs already in my backyard.
Nice. Getting lots of swings in, I'm sure, right now.
Yeah, the one thing I'm telling the guys that I work with is, you know, this is the most ideal time to send videos to realistic schools, obviously, not schools that are out of their reach, and attach video, because if you do, it, you know, the coaches are going to watch those videos. Is that the case?
Definitely. I like to say that I respond to every email that's sent to me regardless of the time of the year, so long as it's addressed to me. You know, if it's addressed to nobody, right, or doesn't have our school, I'm probably not going to respond and assume that that email was sent to 500 schools. But if it's addressed to me, I like to watch. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to respond. But the reality has become, instead of watching 30 seconds of video, I'm probably going to watch the whole video just because I've got the time to do that now.
What recommendation would you give recruits on the length of a recruiting video? What is too long?
Like I said, during a normal season, 30 seconds you're probably going to get. Obviously, if you've grabbed our attention, we're going to watch longer. I can probably go 3-4 minutes right now this time of the year. So somewhere in between there is probably the right amount. I would say 2-ish minutes. Okay. I like to see a combination of skill work, and I don't need to see a million reps, but skill work defensively, offensively, bullpen, and then also some game action as well. The combination of that, I would say around the 2-minute mark would be perfect in my opinion.
Okay, perfect. Awesome information. The other reason I wanted to talk to you today, and we haven't talked about this before on any of our podcasts, so I want to delve into it today, is how parental behavior can influence the recruiting process of a prospect. Can you tell the audience how that can be a red flag for a prospect that you possibly are considering recruiting?
You know what, Chris, I'm going to take it a little different direction, if okay with you. I'm going to make the assumption that if there's a parent listening to this podcast, it's going to be one of those parents whose kids you do want to recruit. I'm going to assume the red flag parents, and I'll address those too, but those ones probably aren't listening to the podcast because they don't know that they're the red flag parent. Mm-hmm. So let's start with a parent whose player you do want to coach. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. Cause I'd rather address those parents. in short, you know, I've been coaching college baseball for 20 years and can probably count on one hand the number of players who have had a really smooth college career for all 4 years that would go as planned, as they would want it, as you would want it, as a parent would want it. So having said that, I know for 99% of the kids entering college baseball, there's going to be adversity. There's going to be bumps in the road. A lot of things are going to happen during their career that weren't foreseen, weren't planned, aren't liked. So we know it becomes a big deal for us as coaches to recruit players that can overcome the adversity and who can fight through that. And to me, those are lessons that are learned as a child. Those are lessons that are learned from your parents.
Sure.
So, you know, those parents that are able to teach their kid, or maybe as the saying goes, that have prepared their son or daughter for the path rather than prepare the path for their son or daughter, are the ones that you want to coach. They've prepared their kid. They've raised their kid to leave, to go to college, to deal with the adversity they're going to face. That's what we're looking for, is that parent, those types of parents. How do you identify those? Well, the easiest way is to watch the kid and how he handles himself when there's adversity during a game, during a season, how he can communicate. Because I'm going to make the assumption that, you know, the parents that have raised their kids right, it's going to show up when you watch them on the field by the type of teammate they are, how they go about the game, how they overcome adversity. So those would be, you know, the parents you want to recruit, or the kids you want to recruit as a college coach, in my opinion. A lot of that can be seen, again, witnessing them at games, at tournaments, on visits, which unfortunately with the NCAA rules what they are, many times we don't get to do visits anymore with the recruits. But on the visits, does the parent let the kid speak and answer questions for himself? A red flag parent would certainly be the parent that answers the questions for their child. That's always concerning, because we know the parent's not going to be there, you know, when the student arrives on college to answer and to overcome and all that stuff. So I'm getting long-winded, but am I on the right track here?
No, and you actually already answered one of my questions I had written down. And, you know, I'll tell the audience a quick story. Obviously, I'm not going to mention the school or the recruit, but one of my recruits went on a visit to a particular school, and mom joined the possible recruit. And the only talking that was done during the whole visit was by mom. And that particular coach called me later that evening and said, listen, you know, we were going to offer so-and-so, but that's no longer going to happen. We can't deal with this for 4 years. And, you know, unfortunately, you hit the nail on the head. You know, if the parents are asking questions during a visit, yeah, that's definitely a concern for sure.
Sure. No, and there's, you know, we've all been there as college coaches where, again, the recruit comes on the visit, the parents answer every question for the kid. Major red flag, probably not a kid you want in your program. But again, it is healthy, I think, for the parents to ask some questions on the visit. But again, it's the kid's visit. He's the one you want to have answer the questions. And you're hoping he's giving you genuine answers, because how he answers those questions, quite frankly, may determine if you're going to make an offer or want to recruit him or not. And if he's not answering and mom and dad are, it's tough to know.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, the parents don't have any NCAA eligibility left.
No.
I used mine up in 1992. I'm done.
Showing your age, Chris. I didn't realize you were that old.
Yeah, I'm an old man, Greg. But yeah, you know, and the reason for this podcast is it's just to educate people on, you know, maybe little things that they're doing and not even thinking about. And hopefully this information will go, oh, wow, yeah, I am doing that. I better stop doing that. You know, behavior like yelling at umpires at a game or tournament, approaching coaches in between innings or after a game, carrying equipment for the kid, you know.
Yeah.
Some people don't even think about that, but that's, for me, that's the biggest red flag of all of them.
Huge. And I always watch it at check-in at camp, whether it be a little league kid or a high school kid, when they're walking up to check in, who's carrying the bat bag. That's going to tell you a lot, I think, about how the child's been raised.
Absolutely. That's the first thing I look at too. There's no doubt about it. And I just hope that this information gets out there to everyone. And it's been very, very informative for everyone. Emails. Let me talk about emails yes. real quick. And I had this happen to me the other day. A parent actually called me and said, "Hey, I am emailing so-and-so." I'm going, "No, you're not." If you get an email from a parent saying, "Hey, I want you to look at little Johnny here. Here's his video." What do you do with it?
If the parent puts their name on it and admits basically that they sent it, I typically will tell the parent that we'd prefer to hear from the student athlete. Again, that would be a red flag of, does this kid really want to play college baseball, or does the parent want him or her to play college baseball? So I typically will say that to the parent, and more often than not, they'll be like, "Sorry, I'll have him email you from now on." But right. I'll also say I estimate probably a third, maybe more, of the emails we get are from the parent addressed as the player. And many of those become easy to tell just by the words and the way it's written. You're like, there's no way a 15, 16-year-old kid is writing an email like this. The kid has a 2.8 GPA. There's no way he's using those words. So, but no, certainly it's got to come from the kid. Again, you want, you know, when the kid reaches out to you, you want to know that he's genuinely interested in your program. And Chris, he's genuinely interested in playing college baseball. This is something that's important to him, not his parents.
Absolutely. I mean, in today's age of extreme peer pressure amongst baseball players, kind of, it's like a competition of who can get recruited to the biggest name school, which means nothing because 7 out of 10 of those kids are gone after their freshman year because it's not a fit. You know, kids got to be realistic and know what's a good fit for them, not only on the field, but even more importantly in the classroom.
Well, and that's where the parent comes in, Chris, because the parent is going to have way better perspective, way more experience with life than their son or daughter who's a teenager still. And that's where the guidance needs to happen, I think, because it's only natural for a 15, 16, 17-year-old high school student to want to tweet out the biggest brand name school with the coolest facility and locker room and jersey, that picture, because that's going to get them the most follows, the most likes, the most interest in school when they can tweet that out. But mom and dad need to step in and say, you know what? That's not what really matters. What really matters is when you get there, how the experience is, how you're going to grow, develop as a person, as an athlete, all that stuff. So the perspective the parents can lend is so important in that area.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. I got one more question for you, Greg, and then we can continue on and have fun throughout the weekend. If there is any advice, and you've given a lot already, but any other advice that you haven't thought about that you can give the parents, what would it be?
Yes. And I think this is going to happen a little bit naturally because of coronavirus. I think we're all going to appreciate what's been taken away from us when we get back to it, and baseball being a big part of that. I'm assuming, but I guess my advice would be is to, again, help educate your kid, and for as a parent, that the journey is the reward. I think so many kids, especially in the state of Florida as baseball players, kind of are raised that they're just the reward is a college scholarship or getting drafted. And we know better as adults, you know, we know the reward is the experiences that you get to go through, you know, through youth baseball, high school baseball, travel baseball. So help your kid to enjoy those experiences. Again, at the end of the day, that's the reward. It's sad because, you know, every program has kids that are just playing baseball for what they think is the reward at the end. And those are the kids, those are the young men that are disappointed when it's all said and done. The guys that get the most out of the experience, because they enjoy every moment, every time they get to be on a field and be around their friends. Those are the ones I think that have made the most of the experience.
Yeah, that's awesome advice. You know, baseball, playing baseball at the next level is not a right. It's a privilege that needs to be earned.
Yeah. And, you know, we see it, you know, the players we have committed, I'll hear this from them all the time. "Coach, I can't wait to get to FAU. I can't wait to get to FAU." And my response always is, "No, enjoy high school. You're never going to get to do it again. this is going to be some of the best baseball, some of the best friendships you ever get to play. Enjoy every moment of it.
Oh, absolutely. I still talk to guys I haven't seen in upstate New York in 30 years, but message them almost every day.
Absolutely.
So, all right, Greg. Well, listen, I really appreciate it. I think the audience appreciate all the information that you have provided. And I can't wait to see you face-to-face again, hopefully in the upcoming weeks.
No, thanks for having me, Chris. And we all college coaches keep joking, like, we can't wait to be at a tournament for an 8 a.m. game and staying there till midnight. Like, I never thought I'd miss that so much as I do right now. So hopefully that's happening here sooner than later. But thanks for having me, Chris.
Yes, sir. You have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye.